You got some cat teeth.
I got some snags.
My husband has the shortest teeth. I mean, they're his and everything, but they're a little bit of short teeth.
Well, I think these my teeth ain't the false teeth. What I got left. You take anybody 75, 76 years old, they're lucky that they done had dentures way before now.
Yeah, that's the truth, really. If you had things like carrots and peas and beets and so on, you'd call those what?
Vegetables.
Okay. And what would you call a small plot near the house where you might grow vegetables?
Well, garden.
Okay. What do you call that particularly southern kind of food that's often served, well, I eat it for breakfast, with sausage and eggs, and it's made out of ground-up corn? Little pieces, little white pieces of ground-up corn. And it's kind of soft, you spoon it.
Hominy.
Okay.
Or rice.
Okay. Tell me about hominy. People call it different things hominy. Describe for me.
It's corn.
Okay. Is it big pieces or little pieces?
It's like green corn.
Okay. Just right. Is it yellow or is it white?
Yeah, yellow.
Yeah. Okay.
It's corn to, it's yellow corn to be yellow. It's white corn to be white.
It'd be either, I guess.
Yeah.
What are some names for non-tax-paid alcoholic beverages? Stuff that you might make out in the backyard.
Bootleg.
Okay, anything else?
Corn liquor.
Okay. I suppose it was really powerful stuff, and it was kind of...
intoxicating.
Okay. let's see.
I didn't tell you, but, you know, I've been trying to get somebody to come out and clean this rug for 2 or 3 months.
Oh, yeah?
I finally got a guy to come tomorrow.
All right. Great.
And I thought he'd get here before you did.
But
he couldn't come till Saturday.
Oh, well.
But they claim he's a good one.
Well, that's good. I hope he does a good job on it. I wish he'd clean my rug in Dallas. I've got, when we moved into this house in Dallas, there were spots on it about this big, and they're real dark. And we couldn't get them out. We've tried everything. We've tried washing it, and we've tried spot remover.
He told me, he looked at this, he come up and looked at this rug. He says, that rug ain't bad. He says, that stuff will come out.
All right, and he's seen it. That's good.
Yeah, I said, if you can't clean it, don't fool with it. I'm picking on buy another rug. I can clean it.
Well,
that rug costs $13.85 a yard.
Ooh.
When we bought it, when it was bought.
Yeah.
And it was laid. That's what it cost, laid, see.
Does that include the labor?
Yeah, I include the labor.
Well, now that doesn't sound bad when you say it includes the labor and putting it down there.
Well, that rug pretty old. And it was bought. I bought it from my son-in-law. Got it by wholesale. So if they paid top price and the price to pay now, I don't know what that would cost now.
Yeah, plenty. I'm sure it sets you back quite a bit.
Look, I want to show you.
To go all the way down to the floor because it was so high. It's a regular size double bed, but we had to get us a queen size bedspread. Which means it costs like $20 more than a regular one.
That's right.
Yeah, that was a real pain.
Joyce has one down there. My daughter, youngest daughter. But whenever I go to Houston, she works till 2 o'clock. Did y'all take my bed now? Sleep with Shelly, and she's got 2, 3,